A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 25th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about working papers for Zimbabweans currently domiciled in South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about working permits for Zimbabweans in South Africa.
South Africa's Home Affairs Minister Malusi Gigaba has told Studio 7 in an exclusive interview that his government is considering various options to deal with close to 200,000 Zimbabweans whose Zimbabwe special permits are set to expire on 31st December 2017.
The minister's reconsideration of this issue is likely to bring temporary relief to these Zimbabweans, since the Department of Home Affairs in South Africa had earlier on made it clear that they must go back home when their permits expire.
To join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Please note that we are live streaming on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Please join us right now. Send us some of those messages that you think we can read on air. Just send them now. Yeah, unjalo foit.
Wonguka hamawadiwa nasi, tudauti tinge tichitarisa nezve mapepa ezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuSouth Africa, asi hatisi kungogumira ikoko chete. Tida kunzwa kubva kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvingave zviri muAmerica, kuBritain, kuDRC, kune vamwe vanotifondera zvakanyanya, kana kuAfghanistan, kuBotswana. Uko tiri kunzwawo kuti kuri kumbonetsa-netsa zvikuru. Tida kuti mutiudzewo kuti nyaya yenyu yekugara ikoko yakamira sei, Gibbs.
Ibhambe zvirukandaba lingalichona njani tina ngapha isipile sibili. Yesokuva ngakho ke lamhlanje ngamapepa la kutwa iZimbabwe special permits, abanye abayizalo izizalo zeZimbabwe ezinye zazuza amapepa lawa. Singathi zifika kona poko ma 200,000. Zathi zwathola amapepa lawa zatshelwa ukuthi aza expire ngo 2017. So ke sike sezwa ke uhlangothi lwaHulumende olubona ngezaphakathi, lusithi ke anga expire amapepa lawa kumele abantu babuye ekhaya. Kodwa ke uMalusi Gigaba ophete uhlangothi lolu lamhla ke utshele Studio 7 ukuthi hayi usakhangkhangela ukuthi abonti kambe udaba lolu lungahanjiswa njani. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngalokhu, ingenani kuhlelo kolo manje. Asitoke mfowethu.
Monguka Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, a senior researcher with Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us this evening.
It's a great pleasure.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, so Minister Gigaba says he's reconsidering this issue of Zimbabwe special permits. So what could be, you know, the way it will go? You know, do you see South Africa actually giving Zimbabweans some kind of, you know, waiver to stay in that country after they expire in 2017?
Yes, there is that strong possibility, and I think Minister Malusi Gigaba's position is welcome. What now needs to happen, Gibbs, is for Zimbabweans in South Africa, in their various groups and formations. We know there is a crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Regional Office, there is a Zimbabwe Exiles Forum led by Gabriel Shumba, there is Zimbabwe Solidarity Forum. All these different groups should quickly convene and dispatch a high-powered delegation to meet with Minister Gigaba and present a solid proposal. It is possible that these special dispensation permits can be extended beyond 2017, which was the initial expiry year, because it also took concerted negotiations in the beginning for that dispensation to be put in place, seeing that there are hundreds of thousands of Zimbabweans who were in a dire situation and able to, in the short term, go back to Zimbabwe and yet present in South Africa without legal documents, without a regularization position, but with jobs or with businesses or with the schools where, or colleges where they were going to. So now that it has been regularized, it is much easier, I believe, for the minister to simply say there shall be an extension, say by 3 or 5 years. And what is also important, which we will be asking Minister Gigaba to also consider, is to say that many of these close to 200,000 people from Zimbabwe with these permits already qualifying in terms of their stay in South Africa to apply for permanent residency. So that is another route that Minister Gigaba can consider, because they had said explicitly that all Zimbabweans on the special dispensation permit would not be eligible to apply for permanent residence, notwithstanding that they had been in South Africa for more than 5 years continuously. So if the minister can also look at that and say, instead of perpetually renewing the permit, why not just go the permanent residence route, which would be much easier and much more beneficial to the hardworking Zimbabweans who have gone under this amnesty program to receive this special permit.
Mm-hmm. And also, Mr. Mavinga, it appears that South Africa is the release valve for Zimbabwe when political temperatures increase. Is it also not possible for Pretoria to lean on Harare to ensure that there are reforms? Because we are noting that the economic crisis in Zimbabwe is actually worsening, and more Zimbabweans will be crossing the border.
Absolutely, and that's the strong point, Blessing, to say that, and we have been saying this to South Africa over and over again, not only individually as a country, but also within the framework of the Southern African Development Community, SADC, to say that South Africa must push for the appropriate kinds of political and economic reforms in Zimbabwe to enable, you know, Zimbabweans to be able to live and have, you know, livelihoods without having to flee to South Africa.
Now, granted, Mr. Mavinga, that, you know, at the end of the day, there are so many Zimbabweans that live in South Africa. Do you see South Africa extending, you know, maybe an olive branch to some of those people that have been living there illegally to actually be included in this kind of group that is under the Zimbabwe Special Permits?
Well, it certainly is not outside of the sort of remit of the powers of the Minister of Home Affairs. He has the legal capacity to do that, and you will be aware, Gibbs, that this kind of amnesty and special dispensation has also been extended to nationals of Lesotho who are in South Africa. So it is not exactly unique to Zimbabweans, and it is not the first time that it has happened. There was another dispensation that was of an amnesty of those illegally in South Africa during the administration of former President Nelson Mandela. So it is possible South Africa can do that, and certainly it would be much easier, more economic, and less expensive than the route of, you know, arbitrary arrest, detentions, and deportations that South Africa had tried, but would not, without, with proper results, because of the desperation that Zimbabweans, when deported, they would then immediately find their way back to South Africa again. So it would be better to find ways of regularizing, and certainly the minister has got, of Home Affairs, Minister Mlisu Gigaba, has got those powers to make such a determination in terms of the laws governing immigration and labor in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe special permits. These are permits given to more than 200,000 Zimbabweans who are working in South Africa. But of course, there are many, many Zimbabweans in South Africa, most of them who are not documented. And we are now being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Bongani Halimana, Zimbabwe Minister of Religion, based in South Africa. Mr. Halimana, good evening.
Evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Gibbs?
Yeah, Baba Halimane, I was telling you that the Zimbabwe is Zimbabwe. You know, I was telling you that Zimbabwe special permits. You know, I was telling you that the Zimbabwe is Zimbabwe. I was telling you that it expired in 2017, December, Konapo. Uti usacabanga ukuthi bangathwani banenga nganani abantu bezimbabwe obaziwe ukuthi bangaphansi kohlelo lolu njalo banenga nganani abanye abaphandle kohlelo lolu
ya abantu basezimbabwe abangaphansi kohlelo lwe ZSP Zimbabwe special permit bangadlula 200,000 uthi ke abaningi abangaba ngamamiliyoni angadlula 2 abakhonanga ukungena ngaphansi kwalolu hlelo ngezizathu eziningi ezishiyeneyo ezihlanganisela ukungabi namaphepha afaneleyo abhokelo passport, ama-certificate nama-IDs aseZimbabwe. Ngezizathu ezinjalo abakhonanga ukungenela kulolu hlelo lwe-ZSP.
So ke baphila njani bolapha abangekho ngaphansi kohlelo lolu?
Since kuqale lolu hlelo lwe-DZP olwandulele i-ZSP, ababuya eZimbabwe kuye kwama kancane ukuthi babotshwe, kuze kwaqala ngemva kokuba seku-expire i-DZP, sekungene i-ZSP. Engathi mina njengalokhu ngihlala edolobheni lase-Johannesburg, ngokubona kwami lokubotshwa okwenzakala ngakhona kwamanje kunganeno iningi. Nabo bazihambela nje ezitaradeni zasejobeki lase-South Africa bengaboshwa. Though nje kuqalile nje ukuthi kuyaboshwa lapha nalaphayana bebuyisele ekhaya, but akusizi ngoba lapha abantu babuya bajike kanjani. Uyambopha la umhla bayaboshwa namhlanje bahlale lapho ngaselindela beye ekhaya, abanye bayangena labo laba ababoshiwe uma befika ekhaya bayajika futhi babuya kunjalo e-South Africa.
Yes, I was a colleague. Ubambe konapho ke ungayika chana baba Halimane. So what he was saying is that, you know, basically 200,000 people, as we know, are under the Zimbabwe special permits. But he says millions of other Zimbabweans are not under this program. So which means that they've got serious problems. And he says, one, because they don't have passports, they don't have birth certificates, they don't have ID cards. So most of them are illegal kind of immigrants. So they're facing serious problems. He says some of them are always picked up by the police. They go home and come back. So they're arrested today. Somebody is taken to Zimbabwe. Then he comes back again. So he says it's sort of like very, very disappointing, you know, about what is happening.
Todzoka kwa muri vamavinga muri mu Johannesburg. Zviri nyore here kune vana veZimbabwe vacho vanenge vakwanisa kuti vange vachipinda mu South Africa. Kuti vakwanise kurarama vari munyika iyoyi.
Uhongu zviri nyore kwazvo nekuti munoona kuti kudii vana veZimbabwe nenhamo tsvuku yavanoona kuZimbabwe vazhinji-zhinji vacho vavariro yavo ndeyekuti vashande vashangazhike vabindauke kuriritira mhuri dzavo saka chavanouyira muSouth Africa kutsvaka mabasa ekuti vawane chouviri tinongovatadzisa chete ndiyo imitemo inenge vapiringisa pamberi pavo saka kana nyika yeSouth Africa makurukota vakati aiwa vava kupuwa zvitikinyani zvokuti vari muno zvine mvumo vanogona kushanda zvakanakisisa nekuti tikaona makambani akawanda mumapurazi makatekeshera kubva kubetbridge munana mesina Limpopo kusvika kuna Polokwane vana vezimbabwe vanenge vachishanda imomo mumarestorendi mumahoterawo nezvimwe vana vezimbabwe iko zvino nyika yeSouth Africa varayiridzi chaivo vanoremekedzwa vanenge vachiita kuti vana vakunde zvakasimba zvine udzamo mudzidzo dzavo vazhinji vachona zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe saka chiripo ndechekuti zvinenge zvakatoreruka uyezve not to only come a blessing. Kuti haisingo nyaya yekuti South Africa inenge yaita moyo chena kubatsira vanhu veZimbabwe. Inyaya yekuti iyo inenge yakwanisa kubata mari zvakanaka dzemitero kana vanhu vachinge vachizivikanwa kuti vangani varimo vari mabasa api. Nekuti dzinonguva vanhu vachikoshandira mahara mari isingati indi pakunotera. Saka South Africa inenge tosha inowana. Saka izvi zvakanakira munhu wese, zvakanakira vanhu veZimbabwe kuti vanenge vasanyanya kushungurudzwa mumabasa. Zvonakirawo hurumende yeZimbabwe yeSouth Africa ndoreva kuti inenge yagonawo kubata mari zvakanaka kuvanhu ivava vari kushanda nesimba muSouth Africa.
Tinotenda vaMavhinga. Of course, Mr. Mavhinga is raising an interesting point there. He's also saying that, you know, the problem with most workers in South Africa, Zimbabweans, that is, they are not documented, and as a result, it is difficult for them to pay various taxes to the government. So he's saying that if they are documented, that would be better. Tine mutereri wedu wekutanga, Baba Stole, vari ku South Africa. Makadi, Baba Stole. Tinofara. Titaurisei mbichana, Baba Stole, foni yenyu inenge yaenda kure. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndati tinofara kana muchifara wamugoma.
Aiwa, isu tiri nani zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro.
Nyaya yemapenipeni ari kuzvishungudza zvikuru mukoma South Africa. Kutaura kuno, mapurisa akatotanga muSouth Africa kutanga kuti nesa nyaya yemapenipeni. Right. Dai pa paito pulane kuti tiwanirwe mapepa like sazvataurwa nevamwe vabva kutaura zvishungudza. Zvadii tose yakapfuurana na President Mandela yakapfuurana. Yanga zvinhu zvakanaka. Nekuti tichinga tichishanda vamwe matambudziko tosangana navo kunoku ndekuti like inini myself ndakapinda kunoku ndakapinda muna 2003 then matambudziko tosangana navo ndakapinda kusenza imwe madhokumendi zvisina basa zvakaita zvinyaya yekutambura sezvounoa kumusha uchida kuti unoshandisa mhomho yako iwewo uchida mapepa basa ndakasenda mukapani akati kuti ndetobatiwo dzimwe mari dzakawanda basi pakupedzisira sange ndakazowana. Asi taitaiva tine pfungwa yekuti kana paite plano tiwanewo mapepa ane kodzero choranashandidzana system yekuZimbabwe nesystemu yekuno kusouth Africa tikwanise kushanda takasununguka. Ndo maona ndinoita mukoma.
Saka mukabatwa nemapurisa munoitwa se munobhadhariswa chioko mhomo ye munodzoserwa kuZimbabwe.
Mike zviri kaviri mukasangana navo pane vanotoita basa iro mapurisa kuti tino pangoedza makuseni vanopinda malocation nemunzira vanongotarisa chese tasa kuti uyu anofanira kuva ari mubvakure ritori basa ravanoita kuti vanokurisa mbe zvakati kaviri pazuva basa iwe zvisikaende kustate yeSouth Africa rudi zvaipapo rudi vane
tirikukunzwai.
Saka zviri nyani kuti dai pazanura nzira yekuti ivo vanotitungamira ava maminista minista Chiombo naminista Gigaba vatorwe tiwa mapepa anobvumidza kushanda zviri pamupepa sezvo zvakafanira kuenda kumba kwacho hapachaonete kugara kunoko hakusi kuda kuti tigare kunoko tinoda kushandire mhuri tine vana tine mhuri tinoda kurama masi vamwe vanhu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Baba Stole nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda mukuru.
Of course, Baba Stole is in South Africa. He's saying he went there in 2003, and they said, you know, in most high-density suburbs of South Africa, there is a crackdown that is going on. Police officers are stopping people they suspect to be Zimbabweans. Sometimes they pay bribes. Sometimes they are deported if you cannot pay the bribes. But he's saying that, you know, it's not that he wants to be in South Africa, but the economic situation in Zimbabwe is not that good. And this is why he crossed the border, Gibbs.
Let's turn to Mr. Halimane. Mr. Halimane, how do you assist some of these people that are in South Africa illegally? We know that, you know, they are suffering and, you know, at the end of the day, you've got that kind of, you know, thing that you have to give to the people. And what do you do, really, for those people?
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult when it comes to assisting these people to be in South Africa, I mean, legally. During the time when the government of South Africa rolled the EZP, we tried our level best as individuals and as organizations and even as churches to encourage our people to to go and apply for passport.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we did have a passport, a temporary passport office at Edenville. Many people who did have passport when they applied and they got their passport and got their permit at the end of the day. Some got their passport and missed the deadline for the permit.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they missed the permit totally and they didn't have the permit. But the government of South Africa has been lenient enough during the DZP, and even during the DZST, I can especially say they have been lenient enough because the deportations and the arrests are no longer as compared to 2007 going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
As organizations, we continue to engage the Ministry of Home Affairs through various stakeholders to negotiate the extension of the ZSP, as we did when we changed from ZSP to ZSP. We are hopeful, we remain hopeful that Minister Kitaba will think otherwise and come once again with another program. It will not be ZSP. Because these guys, they do not want our people to remain here for a consecutive five-year period.
Mm-hmm.
But if that happens, they will qualify for permanent residence. They are trying their level best to make sure that these people do not qualify for permanent residence. They are cutting the years to be below five each and every time they bring a program. We are very, very much hopeful that Minister Kitaba will rethink and allow our people to remain in South Africa legally and allow the opportunity of those who don't have documents to get documents in the next phase.
Mm-hmm.
So, dzoka kwa muri vama vinga mchiri peri paru nari vama vinga aiwa tuku kunzi wae tuku wana kuti itombo tikaenda oku nana Botswana oko vana Zimbabwe wanengu warukuti waruku uchikori wako ziro zao kune vamwe waviri waka tuu pfuru kwa muno wana sezi kuti kwa Botswana oko
zinu zinoru waza asi zvino mucherechedzo munongedzo wezvakawanda zviri kuitika kuvana veZimbabwe munana Botswana South Africa zvisingazivikanwe nevatapi venhau nekushungurudzwa nekusorwa kodzero zvinobva pakuti vanenge vachionekwa sekuti vanhu vatyora mutemo saka vanhu vanofanira kunge vachisungwa vachishungurudzwa zvisiri izvo nekuti tinongova vavakidzani iyo miganhu yenyika iyi miganhu yakaitwa nevapambepfumi haisi migano inganzi ingabva yaita kuti tishungurudzwe zvakadaro zvakarewo dambudziko ratiinaro nderekuti nyika dzakaita sana Botswana neSouth Africa vanoona sekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe iri kuzviitisa saka vanenge vaakupedzera shungu pavana veZimbabwe vari kunyika izvodzo vachivarova vachivatidzokerai kunyika kwenyu kana muchida endai munobvisa mugano wacho itai zvakadii vasingazive kuti nesuwo tinenge ichida kuti titsvage cheuviri sevana veZimbabwe tiri kushungurudzwawo ukuwo hurumende yedu haina zvairi kuita kuti igadzirise zviri kunetsa munyika igadzirise zveupfumi kuti vana veZimbabwe vagonewo kugara zvakanaka mukati menyika yavo vasina chinovasunda kuti vaende kune dzimwe nyika kunoti vashave-shave kumarimuka kwavari kutambudzika.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinga Gibbs, I think tine mumwe muteereri.
Mm-hmm.
Rekatingotora tusatadzoka kwauri madzibaba Andrew vanonge vanotyairaivo marori aya makadi madzibaba Andrew
iripo makadiwo baba
munorova marori Bite Bridge Harare
ndinorova marori South Africa DRC.
South Africa DRC. Kuri sei kuDRC mazuva ano?
Kuri right. Tinogara tichienda kumazuva ese hakwakanaka. Kwambe kunomboitika hako noise hapo nepapo but hakwakanaka mazuva ano.
Mm-hmm. Madzibaba Andrew nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekushanda munyika dzakapoteredza dzakaita sana South Africa nekuwana mapepa ekuti vanhu vange vachishanda zvakanaka. Muri kuonawo sei nyaya?
Maonero angu ndeyekuti tikasatedza mutemo handifunga kuti pane kwatinosvika.
Mm-hmm.
Ivo vakuru varidzi vemutemo acho kana ndi maminista acho anezvemahome affairs Haanga regerere kabasa rawo richipera neungori bvumidza vanhu kuti vapinde vasina mapemiti vasenzi vasina mapemiti vanotyirawo basa rake kupera tikangotevedza mitemo nofunga zvinhu zvese zvakanaka uyezve futi tinoona kuti mazimbabwens hatiri mahard workers saka ndo pamwe panoita kuti vanova vodzoka kumashure mbichana kuti avanhu ava tovadzosera here kumusha ikonomi yavo futi inobva yafa futi zvakare tikavaendesa kumusha ndomaonero angu ini
ko ikoku DRC uko munobatwa sei mukati tinobva kuzimbabwe
vachine kaya kekuti takambobatsirwa nezimbabwe saka tiri nani pane vamwe vese vedzimwe nyika
saka zvinenge zvichifamba zvazvo
ya zvinenge zvichifamba
ko pakupfuura nemusouth africa
kupfuura nemusouth africa apa ini zvangu ndiro dhiraivha tiraki yekuzimbabwe saka handina dambudziko
hamuna dambudziko
handitombodi handishandise pemiti saka ndinenge ndiri patransit saka handina dambudziko
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru madzibaba Andrew
tatenda nenyuwo
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs that was there madzibaba Andrew is a truck driver and he plies I think the Harare DRC route and he's saying that you know in DRC at least you know they are treated well. Remember Zimbabwe once helped the DRC in their civil war. The government of President Robert Mugabe assisting the late Laurent Kabila. So he's saying they have not forgotten, but he's also saying that he understands the concerns of the South African government that the minister is guided by the country's laws, and as a result, things have to be done in an orderly fashion and legally. Yeah, Gibbs.
Yes, we kumfundisi uHalimana. Lokhu kona baba Halimana Cwane.
Ngikhona.
Yeah, ngase sikhangela ke baba Halimana lapha. Siyabona ukuthi umuntu ongelamaphepha uthwala nzima sibele ezidaladini la. Kulokhu diza kona kuzokuthwa bayadizwa imali enje. Kuvela ukuhamba njani? Nxa ungasichasisela sibili ujule baba ukuthi hayi mbona zani kunje.
Ya manje kubuya edabeni lokudiza ibizwe leSouth Africa ibizwe nje elilakho lokho enhlangothini kunhlakazi kahulumente eziningi or mhlawumbe ngithi zonke kuyatholakala bese kutholakala-ke kakhulu-ke emaphoyiseni ngoba-ke wona esuke athola ithuba lokuthi adila labantu insuku ngensuku and abantu abadila nabo kakhulu ngabokuza kuleli lizwe and bengenawo amaphipha afanele abavumeza ukuba lapha kusuka futhi kube lula ekuthini umuntu mayibe esebothiwe esitaradeni engelawo amaphepha asize ngendlela engibona ngayo mina ngithi ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoba nzima ukuthi ukudiza kuphele kuleli as long abantu bengelawo amaphepha bengalali ulungelo lokuba kuleli lizwe bazoqhubeka besiza ngoba sikhona isidingo kubo ukuthi babe lapha abantwana ekhaya balambile nabo balambile imisebenzi ayikho ekhaya basadingela abantwana ukudla i-school fees lezinto ezinjalo bayazifuna so mina ngithi kuzoba nzima singakhuluma ngakho sizame lokhu nasiyana kodwa-ke kuzoba nzima ukuthi kuphele ngoba abantu abadizayo ngabantu bazisiza andbasiswa yisimo ababhekane naso angeke akhone ukuthi ayelala laphayana avuke ngayo emsebenzini uzophelela futhi lango umsebenzi
siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ubambe baba Halimana ungayikhatshana what Mr. Halimana was saying is that these bribes are very common and police normally target people without papers and it's a vicious cycle according to him it always happens because people don't have the papers and if they fear that if they're deported their kids or families would suffer, So they end up paying, so there's nothing you can do. And he says it's very difficult to eliminate it in South Africa. He says it's very common to have some people paying bribes to other, officials in government in different departments. So he says, oh, this is a very big cancer right down there. Is lomnumzana ke unkosi lapha eCongweni, baba Nkosi Ndlovu, ungawunjani?
Yebo, mfowethu.
Yebo, kunjani kona ngapho ke useGoli?
Yebo, ngisegoli mfowethu.
Ukuphi wangikhona egoli khona?
Ngikusho ukuthi ngisetown duzane nasehillbrow.
Oh, kunjani ehillbrow khona?
ikonje kuhlupheka nje kuphela isi.
Yeah, akusitele phela abantu abanengi kona phe Hillbrook kutwa abala maphepha. So baphila njani kona apho?
Ya abantu abanengi abana maphepha mfowethu, hey kuphila kwakhona kunzima vele. Kunzima kakhulu. Kodwa ke into ekhona ikuthi manje so bashintsha vele kunamapolisa la kutwa amavolontiya nje abahlala every day bebuza abantu amaphepha uyabona. So into kona yiloku nje ukuthi lawo ungaba lokuy 20 rand lokuy 30 rand epocketini uyakwazi ukuthi babambise kodwa ungaba nebhadi lawo kwesinye isikhathi bakufaka ukugumba kumbe uyagcina nawe usiyelindele ucinza udeport uyabona.
So vele kuphila abantu begijimisana kuphela.
Ya ikona ukuphila kwakhona akukho mnandi nje.
So ke
as long as ungenawo amaphepha uyabona.
Amfuna ukuba very personal but wena ungani umenjani? Wena ungcinyana mbijani?
Maphepheni. Ey, alami kunzima mfowethu, lami amfuna uqamba amango uyabona lami maphepheni kunzima. I-passport yama ina pa ina permit uyabona ngayithola move ama permit is a value yabo so vele. Ngumuntu lami ofile okomvundla yabo.
Yes, so manje nxa ungena maphepha uyabo utshona ubhodaboda khonapho ungabona amapolisa asubaleka. Kumbe ubanike ukuncane ukukhona
ye bona bakhona vele abavele behlupha kakhulu laba amavolontiya la amapolisa boyza nje makuhamba heaven sometimes abahlupe manje mina lo msebenzi engiwenzayo yilo ukuthi la mangu-uniform is not easy ukuthi bembambe yabona usebenzi security so amawu-security abakuhluphi lami into engisizayo nje kancane isikhathi esiningi yabona so mangingafaka i-uniform ye-security andithanda ukuvakavakasha yabo.
Oye, so nxa sukhangele khonapho ke mnumzana Nkosi ubone ngazani abantu beZimbabwe abangalamaphepha baningi onganani?
Ayi mbona baningi kakhulu okudlula abalamaphepha yabona. Baningi kakhulu abantu abanamaphepha ngoba abanye babenakho uyabona uthola ukuthi umuntu wayene-passport kanjani kwalahleka wahle wayeka vele wahle wahlala uyabona ngoba kuvele kuyinto ejwayelekileyo ukuthi umuntu ahlale engenamaphepha yabo.
Ye siyakhumbula iSouth Africa yacela abantu ukuthi babuye baze khona ngale for iZimbabwe special permits kodwa abantu abaningi abahambanga kutsho ukuthi babe sesaba yini ukuthi abala maphepha kumbe uhamba njani.
Ya angiyabona ukuthi ma ngawo uhamba useyakwenza ipermit kwakufanele ube nento eyakho yaseZimbabwe ekufakazayo vele ukuthi ungubani. Manje uthola ukuthi umuntu vele ngasuka ngedabu lapho ngachiya isithupha ekhaya ngachiya lokuzani akukho vele umunye vele lekhaya wayevele ngelakho kwakumlahlekele vele sesekhaya. So mayelana kunzima ukuthi khona engasuka lana mhlawumbe ichiye kungumsebenzi nyana lokho akuthole abuyele eZimbabwe aye apply isithupha enzeni ukuze apply permit umuntu avele ayeke vele yabona ethi life as long impilo iqhubeke yabo.
Hayi siyabuza kakhulu. So ke ungacelani kuhulumende weSouth Africa njengoba ke umalusi gigabe sithe ngxenye bangabona bangakwenza kodwa ke wena isicelo sakho ngesokuthini?
Eyi mina bemfisa ukuthi ngathi bangaphinde ukuthi next year ngo-2017 banikeze abantu ama-permit futhi baqale phansi ngoba vele ngoba ilizwe lakithi simonje kwakulokhu kunjalo komile phela vele kunzima.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Ndlovu sibongele kakhulu baba.
Hayi ulungile mfowethu.
Yes, so that was Mr. Nkosi Ndlovu. He says he doesn't have papers. He's living in South Africa. And he says, you know, the people that are giving them a torrid time are called volunteers. He says these people are a menace. You know, they demand money left, right, and center. In most cases, you have to give them about 20 rand.
Wow.
And if you don't have that 20 rand, they normally give you a very hard time. So, and he says, you know, at the end of the day, indications are that there are many people more than those that have got papers that are just roaming the states of Joburg, and you know, whenever they see a police person or maybe a policeman, they just have to run away, nothing else. And he says, you know, last time when the South African government invited people to get the permits, you know why the people didn't go there? He says because they don't have IDs. Some of them went to South Africa through Double Up. You know Double Up? You have to cross the fence, you know, man.
Yeah, that's tough.
Very tough, man.
Let's go back to Mr. Mavinga before we take our next caller. Mr. Mavinga, are you on the line?
Yes,
I'm here. Yes, there was also talk that the SADC leaders might introduce a SADC visa. Will this help, or it will end up being like the Brexit?
Well, it might help greatly because, look, at the end of the day, in terms of the movement of people across the region,
Mr. Mavinga, we are losing you. Yes, sir, you can go ahead.
Yes, I'm saying it would help, especially because it then regularizes, you know, the movement of labor. And in the long term, all the countries would benefit. But what is important is to ensure that there is no one region within SADC that has got economic development when all others are falling down. So it's important for countries like Zimbabwe also to develop. Otherwise, that new disposition would collapse because of pressure from Zimbabweans fleeing, you know, economic misrule and mismanagement by the Mugabe regime.
Mm-hmm. A very good point there, Mr. Mm-hmm. Mavinga, that as long as Zimbabwe remains the sick man of the region, it's going to be problematic to try and integrate it with other countries. Regai tiende kuna vamusika vanhu vari ku South Africa. Zvakare, makadi vamusika vanhu? Vamusika vanhu, makadi?
Tinofara hedu makadi ko?
Aiwa, tiripo nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa emapepa izvi. Zvakamira sei? Muri kuonawo sei?
Tiri kuona zviri zvinhu zvinotibatsira chaizvo kana vakakwanisa kuti vatirinyuire mapepa. Chikonzero ndechekuti nzira dzinotogwana vanhu kana vachibva kuZimbabwe vachiva kuno kana vasina mapepa. Vamwe vanowanzo kuperera munzira, vanorumwa nengwena murwizi maLimpopo. Vamwe vanoperera mumarenji vasina kusvika kwavanoenda. Famba kwacho murodhi vanenge vachitiyana kuti vazhinji vacho vanenge vachiita kusungwa nokuti havana mapepa. Ichi tu kana vanhu vachinge vari kunoku, kana munhu aine mapepa kuti apinde basa zviri simbu. Pane munhu anenge asina mapepa because havadi munhu unenge asina mapepa pamabasa pavo. Saka ndezvimwe zvinogona kupa advantage kuvarongo vanenge vachiemploya kuziva kuti munhu ane bepa here, mafingerprints yake anenge ari clear. Saka havana chavanenge vachitikira pakupinza munhu wakadaro basa.
Saka imani nguva yakawanda zvakadii muri kuSouth Africa?
Ndakatanga kuuya kuno ku 2006. Kusvikira pari zvinhu chinguva kuno kuSouth Africa, ya.
Mapepa munawo henyu?
Ya, vakatipa mapepa. Tinotobvirwa kufara chaizvo kutoti kana vakatomarinyuwa zvinhu zvinototisunungurazve. Kuitira kuti tiwane mukana wokuenda kumusha nokudzoka, nokuti maputsikiro arikuita misha nokuda kwokushayikwa kwamapepa, kufamba kuvambuka kuenda kumusha nokudzoka, especially kana mvura ichinge yanaya towards vana December seizvi. Vazhinji vanowanzo kurovera kuno kuzvinokonzera kuti misha yavo iwe nenyaya yekushayiwa mapepa okufambisa iyoyi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamusikana. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, zvinokudzwa.
Tinotenda. Of course, Gibbs, you heard from our caller there, Mr. Mskawa, and I think this is an issue that Mr. Alimana might want to address. But he's saying that during the rain season, it's especially difficult for Zimbabweans who cross the border illegally into South Africa because the Limpopo is infested with crocodiles and many people perish along the way. But he's also raising another important point that, you know, families being strained because the father will be in South Africa working without papers and afraid to go home. So he says at the end of the day, that is really, really affecting family life.
So let's get to Pastor Bongani Halimana. So here is the issue, you know, that Mr. Msikabani was raising here. He's saying that, you know, families are suffering back home because of this papers issue. So how many people do you handle, you know, in terms of, you know, your church that actually complain that most probably their families are just crumbling because of some of these things?
Yeah, that one is a valid point that Mr. Mustabanu is raising. And those are the social ills that comes with the deteriorating economic conditions back home when families get separated, the father comes to work in South Africa without proper documentation, it becomes very difficult for the father to go home and see his family. At the end of the day, a divorce or care or a permanent separation takes place. You then discover that it's not a single family. Right across our churches, we discover that we have such cases that are prevalent, whereby if either the mother comes to work in South Africa, at the end of the day, immorality or adultery takes it's told on the mark of the father, then a divorce takes place. At the end of the day, the children will suffer, things like that. The marriage gets destroyed. Many cases like that are prevalent right across society, in our churches and right outside our churches.
Yeah, ngicela ukufaka ngesinto sibili khonokho ke akukubeke ebandla khonokho kwathi ukukhuluma ngesikhiwa ukushaya nje briefly ngesiNdebele. Qhubeka baba.
Yebo-ke ngithi mina ngokwehlukana kwemndeni kuthola ukuthi ubaba kumbe umama uzosebenza eSouth Africa omunye esele eZimbabwe, uzothola ukuthi kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi lo oseSouth Africa ahambe ayebona imuli yaseZimbabwe okwesikhathi eside elokhu esisebenzisa kwasidalapha, ugcine sekusuka khona ukungaziphathi kahle. Umama egcine ekoma or ubaba egcine eshele ekhonjwa esiba namagebhu ne-South Africa, umuzi uyadilika, abantwana bayasikuhlukumezeka kakhulu, imali ayisayi ekhaya, abantwana bayalamba, izinto ezinjalo abasayi nasesikolweni. Lokhu asikutholi nje kuphela emasontweni, kukhona emachurchi, ngoba thina emabandleni sinabantu abaningi. Siyakuthola emabandleni, amabandleni achiyeneyo langaphandle kusosayethi siyakuthola kwezinto okunjalo. Imindeni ichithekile ngendaba yokuthi abantu abalangaphethe eGoli abakwazi ukuhamba ekhaya isikhathi ngesikhathi uma kudingeka. Siya kumakhisimusi kunje, abanye obaba, abanye omama abasobe babekwazi kuya emakhaya. Isizathu kuyukuthi abala maphepha ngesikhathi sekujikwa ngoJanuwari. Uyabothwa kakhulu lapha eBhodi, uyabothwa kakhulu ezindleleni. So abantu ba-opthela ukungayo ekhaya, solo ukuthi ngihlala iminyaka eminingi engakwazi ukuya ekhaya.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke mfundisi bamba khonapho ngaikatshana.
Rekai tiende kune mumwe muteereri wedu vamukoma Bob, imba yago makadii?
Makadiwo imi.
Aiwa, tiri nani, muri kupi kuSouth Africa?
Inini ndiri kuMpumalanga, asi ndinotenderera zvangu neSouth Africa yese.
Mune muchidraivha here kana kuti?
Mari.
Ndati mune muchityaira here motokari?
Tiri kumatraki wayo anongotenderera zvavo muSouth Africa mese.
Aiwa, zvinofadza. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu mukoma Bob panyaya yemapepa iyi.
Nhasi ndiri kunyemwerera mofunge. Zvinoita kuti ndinyemwerere, regai nditange ndatenda vamwe vanozvipira kuti vamiririre vanhu vakafananawo nesu kuti tirambewo takagara zvakanaka, nokuti sapoti yandiri kuda kutaura yavanotipa yakakosha zvisingamboiti. Ndochitsigirawo zvachitaurwa navamwe vabereki kuti kana vabereki vakashanda vasina mapepa kazhinji zvinoafekta mhuri. Ichocho ichokwadi. Inini for example pandakaitawo mapemiti unenge wakukwanisa kuisawo mudzimai wako waunder pemiti yako iwewe, zvokuti mudzimai anenge achifamba akasununguka kuuya kuzokuona kana kudzokera kumba kunoona vana nokugadzirisawo zvinenge zvichida kugadziriswa. Saka nauye mapepa tinoda kuitenda zvisingamboiti, nevanotimirira ngavarege kuora mwoyo. Asi ngavarambe vachidaro navose vari responsible yokuti tiwanewo tigare kugara kwakanaka. Tinorwadza vanogara kunoitwa kubhotwana kwokumhanyiswa kwokuita sei kunotirwadza. Saka techikurudzirawo kuti dei zvazvaramba zvakadaro kuti tikaonawo mamwe mapepa futi zvakare panopera gore rinouya iro zvinotirerukirawo.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bob.
Ndinonyanya kutenda imi, ndinokutendai chaizvo nebasa ramunobata rakakura kwazvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, munobva matipasa manyemwe.
Aiwa, murambe makadaro varanda vamwari.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bob.
Imwe pointi yandandakuda kureza ndeyekuti nesuwo hatisingoita basa rokusenza chete. Asiwo tiri kurungawo South Africa, kune vafundisi vakawanda vamunonzwa vanobuda vari kumirira. Hatingoparidziri maZimbabwe nzega, tinoparidzira nevemuno vakawanda vakuziva Mwari chaiye nokuda kwekuburikidza nekuvapo kwedu. Saka tiri kuti tiri kuita basa rakangofanana neramapurisa, nokuti vakawanda vanozosiyawo mabasa akaipa votangawo kunamata Mwari, then nyika yonaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Awa, ndirokutendai chaizvo, murambe makadaro varanda vamwari.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Manzwa
Gibbs, that was Bob Mbayago there in South Africa, also a truck driver. He's saying that is pleased to learn that the South Africans are considering extending their working permits, but he's also saying that many people are divorcing as a result of the problems of acquiring papers to work in South Africa and the ability of their spouses to travel to South Africa. He is concerned about the families staying together, but he is grateful that at least there are also some groups like the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and others that are pushing the South African government to extend their work permits, Gibbs.
So now, hey, let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, if somebody wants to get these Zimbabwe special permits, in terms of legal processes, where does that person go, you know? What does it do?
Well, the Home Affairs Department has been really upgrading technologically. So now the processes will be done online, and there is a company, VSF, that was contracted to handle all permit applications. But for this particular extension, we will have to wait to hear from the Minister of Home Affairs, first the approval, and secondly the procedure, because they might give a special procedure because it's a specialized mechanism. Otherwise, here when you're now applying for a permit, you have to do it through a designated agent, which is VSF, in a particular town, say Pretoria, Johannesburg, Cape Town, or
Durban. Yes, can you hold the line there, Mr. Mavinga? So, sile mlale lapake, blessing Audrey. Audrey Moyo, ukonekwa nani?
Mkona.
Yeah, kunjani Audrey?
Hello?
Yeah, kunjani Moyo?
Mkona.
Yeah, akusitereke Moyo kuti wena uzo kutuani ngamapepo na lawe Zimbabwe special permits. Abantu abahlala khona ngale eGoli.
Mina mbona ngani uhulumende weSouth Africa kumele aqhubeke ebanika angaphongumiswa nje ngoba singakhangela ukuthi abantu abaningi vele sebephila ngeSouth Africa apha kulamsebenzi akuthi xa bengaba abathe bafundile abathila ngaphendisi sikhangele udubo olukhulu ebantwini bakide ngaphezulu.
So ke uyakubabona abanye abalamaphepha lawa bakutshela besithini xa uyakubabona?
Ya, ngiyake mbabone, ngiyake mvakatshele khona ngale futhi hlale labo bakuthokozelela sibili bathi xa bengangitshwa vele impilo zabo ziyabe sezifile.
So ke abanye bayenelisa yini ukuthi babuye eZimbabwe khonapho ngike lixoxe kuzokuthi ke wena uyekhona ngale njengoba sitsho lifike lixoxe, kodwa-ke bathini ngempilo yabo sibili ukuthi kuyabe kulungiswa kuze kuthiweni ngakhonokho?
Ya, khona lakho khona babekhangele kulokho ngoba xa bengaphili ngale kuba nzima, kodwa lakho batsho ukuthi impilo ukuthi baphelele khona ngale akurayithanga ngoba ngapha akula nto abazayenza kunzima lakho bangabuya ekhaya kunzima ngendaba zombuso wakithi lo nawo into ezibakhathazayo konke.
Ye, kodwa ningasutsha wena umbono wakho sibili nxa ungasibekela egcekeni sibili ukuthi wena ubona ngani khonokho kwama-special permits kunceda njani imuli khona ngapha ekhaya? Abantu abakhona ngale Goli abalama-permits bayabisa yini ukudla khonapho moya khona ngokubona kwakho?
Akakhulu baletha kakhulu. Njengoba uzangikhuluma sithi mina ngiyake mbavakatshele bake bangincuse kwesisikhathi lami lapha ngise kuphumuleni ngifike khona ngale bangincede ngibambabambe khona ngale lapha ababesebenza ngabakhala abaningi vele basebenza kakhulu khona ngale abalamaphemithi. So kuyimpilo enkulu ngoba siyaphila lathi siyathola ukudla.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Emoyo, sibongele kakhulu. Ungabuka ngikhona khonapho
nasegwanda, so
lihlale
limbamba lami
lingankohla. Ye, egwanda ngaphuka khona etawuni kumbe egwanda reserve?
Hayi, egwanda emareserva emanama.
O ye, emanama ngiyakubona khona ngapho. Ungikolela amacimbi phela ungakhohlwa.
Hayi, sizabona.
Ye. Emoyo baba, ngiyabonga kakhulu Moyo. Yeah, so that was Mr. Aubrey Moyo in Manama. You know, Manama is south of Gwanda.
Mm-hmm.
So you are saying that the South African government should actually continue to give these people these papers. Because he says, you know, that's the only lifeline that Zimbabweans are having. So he says, without that kind of, you know, lifeline, many lives are going to be doomed if the permits are not renewed. Mm-hmm. So he's really urging the South African government to actually renew these papers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, are you on the line? Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, I'm here. Blessing, can you hear me?
Yeah, but we have also seen that, you know, the presence of Zimbabweans there is... also caused the tensions with locals. I remember in the past years, those xenophobic attacks. Is this not likely to also continue to cause problems, friction between Zimbabweans and South Africans, for example, if the economy, South Africa's economy, does not perform well?
You're quite right that there has been, you know, cases of xenophobia targeting Zimbabweans and other African nationals. But regularizing, you know, the stay of Zimbabweans, giving them legal documents, is one way of addressing this problem. Because there has been a wrong perception that the majority of Zimbabweans who come to South Africa are illegally here, working without documentation and criminals. So to give them documentation is to address part of the perception and to begin to integrate them properly in the South African community and society. So this is actually an important move to address xenophobia. But also, South Africa needs to educate its people about the realities. Because if you look at the facts, they are not supported by the reasons why xenophobia has been committed. Because less than even 2% of the jobs are taken up by Zimbabweans in South Africa. And in terms of crime rates, really, those that commit, it's an insignificant number. But the challenge has been that the media here has a tendency to highlight the nationality of a person accused of a crime if that person is not South African. So that then gives the perception that perhaps foreigners are at the forefront of committing crime. So this is a welcome move of giving permits to Zimbabweans so that you address some of the misconceptions about Zimbabwean immigrants in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Maybe let's go to Mr. Halimana Gibbs before we take our next caller.
Yes, we Baba Halimana. So nxa sikhangela ke ngodaba lwe-xenophobia ukuthi nxa ukuthi ke uhulumeni we-South Africa engathi sefuna ukuthi amaphepha lawa aphinde abe khona futhi akusoze kuhluphe khona ukuthi nxa sikhangele khona ukuthi nxa izalwane ze-South Africa zingathi abantu laba sebeyasihlupha njalo nje emsebenzini lapho.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi ukunikezwa kwamaphepha ebantwini kwizizalwane seZimbabwe kuzoyenza ukuthi i-government ye-South Africa ibekwazi ukuthi inabantu abangazi ababuya eZimbabwe njalo ngobani. Kuyasiza futhi ekuthini abantu beZimbabwe siyavuma, nama-South Africans ayavuma, siyakwazi ukuthi ngabantu abahlakanisileyo, ngabantu abakhutheleyo. Ubuningi babo bayazisebenza. Abanye bayehluleka ukuzisebenza, ukuzidalela bona imisebenzi la e-South Africa ngoba bengenawo lawo ma-permit. Bangaba nawo la ma-permit kusho ukuthi bazozidalela imisebenzi babuye bawachathe nawo la ma-South African. Bakwazi ukusebenzisana ndawonye. Kanti-ke sekubuya kudaba lwenkosikazi le-crime. Umuntu ma ele-document angenzi crime, ku-easy ukumfuna through ama-fingerprints abotshele umuntu abikele icala lakhe kulokuthi kungavazwa umuntu oyi-one okuthiwa ngoweZimbabwe sokuthiwa amaZimbabweni wonke anje or amaZimbabweni wonke izigebengu or ngamasela or yilokho or yilokho. Ngendaba yokuthi yakuba nje abantu abangela ama-document kwesinye isikhathi esabe esiningi mina ngasuke ngicabanga ukuthi ngoba abantu bakithi abala ama-document ongaboshwa lo muntu ongela document yo-Mozambique kuthiwe ngowaseZimbabwe ngoba sekune-crime njengoba uMazinga esho.
Yes, iyawuza kakhulu. So according to Mr. Halimana, he says, you know, if these Zimbabweans are granted another chance to have the kind of papers, chances are high that they can actually create jobs in that country and offer some jobs to South Africans. And he says, you know, there's this notion that Zimbabweans are criminals. He says, no, they're not criminals. Of course, there are some people who are criminals, but, you know, not every Zimbabwean who's in South Africa is a criminal. So he says, you know, there's need for that accountability on the South African government to say, you know, register these people and come out with a figure of the number of Zimbabweans that live in that country. He says that's very crucial.
Indeed. Regaiti yende kuna mkoma Love More, James. Makadi mkoma Love More.
Ndiripo makasi mbele mkoma.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Okay, ini nitu kutio, ndakuta wana kutenda ene chilongwa chakanaka isu.
Aiwa, tinotenda
shukuru. Zaidu wa South African government is it's a good gesture on our brothers and sisters of South Africa, both in Zimbabwe and so. Asendri kutini ni, iyo ama zedi zingazi tu kuna 2018 nga wawe papano wana mkana kutu wawe kuno kana wani ma documents hawa wawe wa register wawe kuso kuhota muna 2018 mhm ee shiretu batira otese kuti ti gude mnamu za tili kutanga na zedi
mhm saka mruguti munuwese ku polling booth
ndizo kana andi wakapia mkana ni ma extension ya wapiwa yu wangu nakuya Mzimbabwe nguwa ino ima ye festive season mhm sakazi kuti muzvino batsira kuvhaya ngo registerwa kuti vagara vari muma voters roll kuitira kuti ngo ivhota yakwana kuzoya kuchivhota.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Love More, James.
Ah, maita mukoma.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Let's go to vamachaya. Vamachaya makadi. Vamachaya.
Hello, makadi zenyu.
Aiwa, tiri nani mamuchinzwikira kure, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Panyaya mapepa ikai.
Mhm.
Iko kupira hurumbete South Africa kuti yatoita kupa Zimbabwe.
Mhm.
Why? Because kana kuvaka zvika vakatira vakatira hutsidi vakati vakuta Zimbabwe. Toto data bad.
Mhm.
Pressure is saya, kuna mabasa, kuna key SVD, vakahazana kutwa kuipa. Saka wata age wo ndiri kuda yakuti zvauri kuita kuti vakuita vapepa vako kuita uri kudyura mapepi kwaya.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamachaya ngoti foni yenyu iri kumbokata kata isikunzwika zvakanaka.
Alright, baby, dai netwika.
Ndofunga network asi tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Machaya, the Gibbs says the South African government must be lenient and allow Zimbabweans to work because the situation back home is not that good. And then we had Mr. Musikavan who said that it's fair and fine for South Africa to keep on extending these working permits, but Zimbabweans who are in South Africa must come back home and vote. That way they can change things.
Mr. Mavinga, your last word, 22 seconds.
Thank you to South Africa for considering this. Minister Mgigaba, we will be approaching him with concrete plans around ensuring that Zimbabweans are regularly in South Africa and contributing to the economy of South Africa and also to their families and livelihoods back in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, kwa kunapo Baba Kahalimane, some few seconds, Valele Suzulu.
Nitimina minister Mgigaba. Into and say, Woody and Nigazi, I want to bonk about Zimbabwe. I'm a clinic, but was with seven very Mulizabo, but was put to work out of Commonwealth of South Africa, Commonwealth Patrick.
Yes, I
thank you so much, gentlemen. We want to take this opportunity to thank human rights lawyer Mr. Dioma Vinga and also Minister of Religion Mr. Bonghani Alemana. We want to thank our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu,
and I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.